Mr. Ted Ma, are you with us?
Yes, sir, Mr. Coyne. Can you hear me okay?
Man, I am thrilled to have you on here, buddy. Thank you so much on behalf of our whole team.
Hey, it is an honor to be on the call, and anytime I have the privilege of speaking with you and your lovely wife that I affectionately call Uncle Frank and Aunt Teresa, you all have poured so much into me over the years from the stage and from just talking briefly in elevators and running into each other at conferences, and now to just spend the time we did together on the phone today. I was just sharing with my girlfriend. It just rocked my world. I feel like I'm on cloud nine after getting personal mentoring and coaching. So thank you so much, sir, for your leadership and to Mrs. Acoin for always just being a consummate example of professionalism, a great entrepreneur, a great leader, and somebody that's really balancing all phases of life. I'm not much of a chef, but I do still have the article with your recipe for some of that delicious cooking. And so thank you all so much for your example. And I'll just briefly this evening here share a little bit of my story and just hopefully some perspective to assist everyone with closing out our month of July here. And Mrs. Acoin touched on it. You know, all roads lead to Cancun. When in doubt, get extra points, because she's absolutely right. Groups 2 and 4, executive directors and for networkers, the rollover points do count from June. So that's great. But, hey, we don't stop at 5 in our business. We never make our minimums. Our maximums, right? So there's nothing great about being average in Legal Shield. And so just barely getting 5 points on the last day of the month, hoping something's going to clear, is an experience I've had far too often in my 13-year career in Legal Shield. So I look forward to all of us on the line being diligent about closing out not only our own performance club with our 5 points, going beyond with rollover points, and then turning back around and helping to uplift others. And so I'll share a little bit of that kind of as I close my talk here. But to give you a quick background on myself for those I haven't had the privilege of meeting, my name is Ted Ma, born and raised here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I've been involved with the company now for 13 years. Thank you, Uncle Frank, for the kind words about my youthful appearance. I appreciate that. But actually 33, now turned 34 actually next month. So I was introduced to Legal Shield as a very young man, actually 20 years of age, right before my 21st birthday. And nothing special at all about me, to be quite honest. One of the things Mr. Acoin shared at a convention years ago, and it always stuck with me, and he said that all positions in life are temporary. And he said at this national conference, I'll never forget it, he said that is a warning for the rich and hope for the poor. And when I heard that, and being plugged into leaders like the Acoins, being plugged into events like the briefings, the Super Saturdays, the conference calls, and, of course, the national conventions, it really does something to you, to your psyche and your mindset. And, you know, many of us have Android or iPhone smartphones in our pockets or purses. We have computer systems that are constantly doing software updates, right, because they're always looking for the latest and greatest technology that can allow us to maximize the cutting-edge media that's available. Well, it's the same thing in Legal Shield. We want to constantly be upgrading our mental software. And so I'm so thankful and so blessed for the past 13 years to be a part of a company and be a part of really a Legal Shield family, or have folks that were willing to pour into me, not only those as a part of my leadership team. I've been privileged to be mentored by Darnell Self for the last 13 years, but more importantly, folks who had no financial interest in my success, like a Frank and Teresa Acoin, like a Rodney and Tal Somerville, like a Corey Muhammad, that were willing to still teach and coach me, both from afar as well as up close and personal in conversations that we had, and really helped to shape my philosophy as a young man. Because when I joined this company, I didn't own a suit. I didn't know how to tie a necktie. My part-time job was paying me less than $9 an hour before taxes. So I was a typical broke college student. I was eating top ramen more days than not. I was putting the wrong octane gas in my gas tank because I couldn't afford the correct octane that my car was built for. So needless to say, I was broke. But as Mr. Acoin taught me, all positions in life are temporary. And so one of the things I grasped early on in my career is to embrace personal development. And we call it CANI as an acronym for those taking notes, and that stands for constant and never-ending improvement. Again, CANI, constant and never-ending improvement. And so I decided to embark on this journey. of personal growth through Legal Shield, as well as professional growth in developing my skills with prospecting, with presenting, with following up, learning how to do three-way calls versus a new associate with my leadership, doing a PBR by inviting guests over to a living room or to come to a sit-down, a luncheon, or get to a briefing, but then learning how to become an expert on a three-way call, learning how to be able to present at a PBR, first participating in a circle-up, then learning how to run a circle-up, coming to the briefing, sitting in the back, thinking I was cool because that's what I did at my classes in college, then learning that leaders sit in the front row. Leaders take notes. Leaders carry a positive mental attitude wherever they go. They walk in the room and they brighten the room instead of dimming the room. They're always looking to learn and grow, getting constant and never-ending improvement. So I had to learn these things because here I am, this young college kid, no business background, never owned a business. I had worked briefly in sales selling Cutco kitchenware, but no real experience in professional sales, no experience in network marketing that I could lean on, but a willingness to learn, right? We hear those three qualities talked about so frequently, but they are of the utmost importance, and that's a burning desire, a willingness to work, and a coachable and teachable attitude. That's it. And so when I saw people like the Acoins who become millionaire club members, I saw so many folks who become executive directors, six-figure ring earners from so many diverse backgrounds, I started realizing, you know what, my past doesn't equal my future. And if others did it, I can do it too. I know we hear it, sometimes it sounds cliche, if I've done it, you can do it too. But that's real. And when you capture that belief, it goes from saying, well, Legal Shield works. I see all the people in the profiles of success. I see the new Success from Home magazine. I see all these people walking across the stage collecting cash in Las Vegas. See, it's one thing to say, I know it can be done. It's another thing for the belief to become internal and saying, I can do it. And that's what happened for me in Oklahoma City in 2003 at the national conference. Now, my first 9 months in Legal Shield, I did okay, $500 to $1,000 a month. I wasn't a rock star. Nobody was putting me on stage. Nobody asked me to speak on the conference calls because I was just moving kind of at my own pace. And that's the beautiful thing about this business model. It's patient. When you're ready to grow, we're ready to grow with you. If you want to move fast, you've got a leader to run with. If you want to move slow, our pace will always match your pace. By the way, that's a nugget for those of us on the line in a leadership role because we call it checkerboard management style, right? Checkerboard leadership, meaning if you move, I move. But guess what? If you don't move, I don't move. So I always, and I learned this, share with my team, hey, my energy and commitment level will always match yours. And so whatever pace you want to move at, I'll be able there to support you, to coach you, help you overcome some of your excuses, your self-imposed limitations, your doubts and your fears, but I'm not here to push you or be your boss or be condescending about what you're not doing. Instead, I want to encourage you, make you feel good about what you are doing, but at the same time, bring the best out of you, bring the greatness that's inside of you, help you to identify that and tap into that potential that you have, help you to see the vision of where you can become or who you can become 5 to 10 years down the line. But I only learned that because I modeled after other people. And that modeling knowledge, when we talk about there's four types of learning in Legal Shield, there's learned knowledge from the audios, books, events, conference calls. We call it learned knowledge. Then there's activity knowledge, the most powerful form of learning, right? Because most of the learning is in the doing. And by the way, for those that are perfectionists on the line, people like myself who had a problem with failure and wanted to look good, here's what I learned. It's hard to get better and look good at the same time. If you really want to get better, a lot of times you're going to fall. You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. And that's okay because you've got to feel your way to the top in this business. We call that activity knowledge. You can read a million books on how to ride a bike or how to go swimming, but at some point you've got to get on the bike and fall off. At some point you've got to get in the water and be uncomfortable learning the basic strokes. And it's the same thing here. So we got learned knowledge. We got activity knowledge. The third one is called modeling knowledge, right? Find somebody who has what you want and then model yourself after them. Not in a cheap carbon copy type of way, but saying model their posture, model their communication or presentation style, model the way they lead their organization, model the way that they show up, right? Think about it. If you were to answer this question in your mind, do leaders sit at the front or the back? Now, I know you gave the answer earlier in the call here, but if you think about it, you're going to say the front. people who are confident and successful, do they walk, you know, kind of with their back erect and their chest out, or do they walk, you know, staring at the ground, right? Do they make direct eye contact, or do they avoid eye contact and their eyes are fluttering around in a conversation? Do they have a firm handshake or a limp handshake? Are they smiling? Are they the first to extend their hand and greet you and say, hey, my name is Ted, what's yours? Or are they somebody that avoids the conversation and, you know, doesn't really initiate contact, right? So we start thinking about that. We can model our leaders, right? So when I look at somebody like the Aquinas who have the lifestyle, success, and character and esteem that I admire, I say, well, how can I model that? How can I be more like Mr. Self? I'm still going to maintain my identity. We're not trying to compromise your personality or the value that you bring to your relationship, but we're saying model people more successful than yourself. As Mr. Self has said infamously, nothing wrong with being a copycat as long as you copy the right cat. So that's the third kind of knowledge. We call it modeling knowledge, which I really embrace. And then the fourth knowledge is teaching knowledge, where you're actually teaching others that which you learn. So every great leader started off as a great follower. So first we become students or followers in this business, but we don't remain there forever, right? I'm always going to be working on myself. I'll always be a student of this profession. But we also want to become students with the intention of becoming a teacher. Because being a student can pay you $500 to $1,000 a month. That was me my first 9 months or so in the business. Being a teacher can pay you $500 to $1,000 a week. But here's the key. When you can become a teacher of other teachers and you create succession within your organization, or we call it, you know, generational leadership or legacy leadership, now you're teaching other teachers, right? So just like being a follower with the intentions of leading, once you become a leader, eventually you'll be a leader of other leaders. And that's the apex of our career, I believe we all should aspire to, whether you're working the business solutions division or the network marketing division. You want to be leading other leaders, so now your organization grows in spite of you. You couldn't stop your income if you wanted to. Why? Because you followed the 10 core commitments. You followed the system and your leadership. You're plugged in to the conference calls, the events, and you're in performance club, and you're consistently producing and leading from the front. And so I learned this. So my first 9 months, I was kind of wishy-washy with my commitment, to be honest. And you know what's interesting is I showed up to the briefing sometimes, but not all the time. What I realized is if you show up when you feel like it, then Legal Shield will pay you when they feel like it, which may not be as often as we like. And so after my 9th month, I got it. I had that aha light bulb moment. You never know when that's going to come, by the way. So that's why we say don't miss anything. Get on every conference call that you can. Attend every event that you can, because you never know which book, which audio, which a live event you go to that will be magical and life-changing. And that was for me in March of 2003. You know, I'm 21 years old, and it just rocked my world. And so at that event, I made a decision to go all in. As we heard at the Las Vegas conference, I made a decision to become core and follow all of the 10 core commitments and treat them as commitments, not as suggestions, as I initially perceived them when I joined the business. And so I made that commitment. 6 months later, we reached executive director. It was exciting. I was 22 years old, executive director, making great money. I was on fire. But I realized and learned the hard way, it's one thing to hit a position, it's another thing to maintain it, and it's another thing to start to advance it and start to produce others at that level. And so we went from executive director, we fell back to director. For those that are new, director is the highest permanent position in our current compensation plan. Executive director is a monthly qualification. So we reached executive, but then fell back to director. Why? Because I had hit the position, but I had not yet become the person. I had not yet developed the skills. I needed to continue to follow Jim Rohn's wisdom of working harder on myself than I did on my business. So we went in the lab and continued to work on myself. I continued to read the books, and I continued to associate with people that could expand my mindset, people that were encouraging me to develop myself, people that were able to coach me and help me course correct, like the rocket ship that's off track 97% of the time going to the moon. But the reason it arrived successfully on the moon is because it's constant, what we call course correction or plan, do, and review. Right? I mean, you plan out something, you do it, you execute, and then you go back and review it with a mentor or a coach and say, what went right, what went wrong, what adjustments can be made. So I continued to course correct. That was a little disappointing falling back from executive director. And some people we see quit. And as Uncle Frank taught me today, people make emotional decisions, not business decisions, because they don't have the right mindset. And so we say don't make a long-term decision based off a short-term emotion. And so even though emotionally I was discouraged, I was upset, I was frustrated, I was down. But you know what's great? Every time you're down, the faster you connect with your leadership, the faster they'll pull you back up. But you got to reach up to your leadership because it's easier for them to reach their hand down as they're climbing the mountain and lift you up than it is for them to expect them to jump off the mountain where they're at, come down to where you're at, and carry you on their back. As it's been said, it's easier to run with 1,000 than it is to drag one dead body. So I reached up to my leadership. I reached up to Mr. Self, and he coached me through the process. Then we reached bronze executive director. Then fell back to director again. At one point for 15 months, didn't qualify for executive. But I understood the long-term vision of this business. I understood that my reason why and my dreams and goals were bigger than my excuses, were bigger than my setbacks, were bigger than my short-term discouragements. And also, in every disappointment, there's a hidden gem of wisdom. For those that know Napoleon Hill of Think and Grow Rich fame, he said, in every adversity lies an equivalent seed of an opportunity. Well, in Legal Shield, it's the same thing. In every disappointment and setback, there's a gem or pearl of wisdom hidden in that that can help you grow, that can help your character develop, that can help and shape and mold you into the type of leader that people will want to follow. Because why would we want to follow or fly with a pilot who's never been through turbulence? Why would we want to follow a leader who's never failed, a leader who's never had hard times and adversity and obstacles? We all go through the frustration and the setbacks that this business entails, whether we're brand new or we're seasoned and have been in the business for years. And so we continue to work. And even though 15 months didn't qualify for executive, 6 months without earning income in Legal Shield. Why? Because I qualified bronze. We had a very young organization with a lot of people who were just signing up that really didn't see the value in the membership, didn't use it. We had poor retention. And so we had advanced recoveries, which used to call chargeback. And so I had to earn those off. So even though I was producing every month in Performance Club, for 6 months didn't even earn a deposit from Legal Shield. But guess what? Still locked into the 10 core commitments, still working on my personal development, still showing up at the events with a positive attitude because I wasn't looking at the right here, right now. I wasn't looking at the 3 month or the 6 month picture. I looked at the 10 year, 15 year, and 20 year picture, and I approached this business like a student. I figured if I spent 5 years in college to get my degree, and so I have a piece of paper, which I call my bachelor's receipt, hanging up in my office, just to get my foot in the door, to get a job, to live paycheck to paycheck and get caught up in what Uncle Frank would call the captivity cycle. If I can do that, why not put that same student's mindset towards Legal Shield? I mean, how many people do we know that become attorneys and CPAs and doctors and they spend 8 years, 10 years, 12 years of their life and multiple six figures investing into their education, investing into their professional development? So why not invest a few hours a week? Why not invest that same mindset and commitment and be a student of our Legal Shield network marketing or business solution side of our company until we can develop into a professional? So that's what we did in 2006. Started to consistently qualify for ED, earned our executive director pin, earned our way in the profiles of success, walked away from my corporate sales job where I was selling uniforms for an outside sales company. And so I walked away from that day job. And I had a nice job. I was a salaried employee, Fortune 500 company, but I knew that my day job was not my destiny. I knew my future, my purpose, and the freedom I desired was not going to come by trading my time for an employer's money at a W-2 job or opening up a traditional business where I'm a self-employed entrepreneur. I own my business, but my business owns me because I have no leverage. And I'm still working 60-plus hours a week just trying to make ends meet. I knew that was only temporary, but thanks to Legal Shield, we're blessed in 2006 to leave my full-time job. We started producing executives in 2009, reached the gold executive director position, but then fell back from gold because sometimes people lose focus. Sometimes people pursue other opportunities. Life happens, things come up, and it was tough to go from the gold executive director position to less than 3 months later falling back to director for a month. That was a tough lesson. It was a tough obstacle, but again, it strengthened and hardened my character. And sometimes we wish things to be easier, but Jim Rohn teaches us, no, don't wish things to be easier. Wish that you were better. Or don't wish for less problems. Wish for more skills. And so I became better, and we developed more skills as an organization. We produced more leaders, and now very honored and blessed to be the newest and youngest platinum executive director in Legal Shield through the network marketing division. The lifestyle has been amazing. So there were a lot of trials and tribulations in 13 years. It wasn't easy, so please don't misunderstand me. It was not easy to get where we are today, but here's the most important question that winners want to know. They don't want to know it's easy. winners want to know it's worth it. Because when you're talking to a winner, and I believe I'm on the phone tonight talking to winners that are going to close out the month strong, they're going to get Performance Club qualified, they're going to reach back and help other people on their team get Performance Club qualified, that are committed to coming to Cancun, that are committed to bringing others to Cancun, that are committed to developing the next generation of leaders. Even if you have one person on your team, guess what? Congratulations, you're a leader, because now you can lead that person to the path called going towards Cancun by getting your 5 points in to Performance Club qualify. And so as we started producing leaders and the organization grew, it created this lifestyle. It wasn't easy, but it was worth it. And as a winner, if you know the price is stiff, right, you got to pay a price for success, but we'd rather pay now so we can play later and have freedom in the long term than to be somewhat comfortable now and play around now and have to pay the price called retiring broke, retiring in debt, struggling for money in your 70s like my father does. I'd rather pay the price now, work hard for 5 years on my own business or on my own schedule to create freedom instead of, you know, being somewhat comfortable now, living a check-to-check lifestyle like the masses, and then retiring broke and being uncomfortable for the rest of my life. So the price of success was real. We had to pay it here, but thanks to Legal Shield, it's been almost a decade. Been blessed to be job-free. Now I live 2 blocks from the water right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. I can see the San Francisco skyline as I'm speaking to you all on this call. I drive the free Legal Shield BMW. We've been to Jamaica. We've been to Mexico. Was in Dana Point earlier last month. One all-expense-paid trip to only 30 or so executives won with Rip Mason in March to Puerto Vallarta earlier this year. I'm blessed now to be in the new Success From Home magazine. I'm blessed to be on the new Get Paid Daily video. So it's a blessing to be a part of a company and a part of a team, a part of a family that rewards you for your sacrifice, for your commitment, for your diligence, and for your mental fortitude, knowing that tough times don't last, but tough people absolutely do. So it's been an honor to share with you all a few minutes this evening. Hopefully something I shared gave you some value, some encouragement, or some inspiration that you too can be a platinum executive director in the future. You too can be in Cancun next year with a whole team of folks. With that, Mr. and Mrs. Acoin, thank you so much for your friendship, your leadership, and your mentorship, and I'll pass the call back over to you.